AgBioScience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
There's nothing like walking out to the lights and the smoke and the audience and the judges that are right there on the stage.
Welcome to AgBioScience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinova CEO, Mitch Frazier.
Welcome back to a special edition of Ag Bioscience as we look back on the highlights of August 2024 in Ag Bioscience here with Kayla Chittister.
Hi, Mitch.
Well, hello. We are at Rally. Rally is in its final hours, and it has been absolutely electric.
It really has. We just left the in-prize pitch competition. A lot of money getting
doled
out today.
$5 million to $1 million for each track. One of those tracks, clearly the only economy in the world that touches every person on the planet, it's food and ag, also known as Ag Bioscience. And we had a number of folks in our network, great entrepreneurs, bold thinkers, visionaries in the finalist category. And the one who brought home the big victory was
Kyle Moeller.
Dr. Kyle Moeller, Purdue graduate, Indiana farmer, kid who grew up on a farm and has turned his love for plants into a company. And Kayla, you've seen this technology. We've both seen it in field. I mean, amazing technology that when a plant is under some stress, he's figured out a way to make that plant turn a color.
Yeah, it really does turn a noticeable shade of purple. In fact, he wore purple sneakers for the announcement of the winners today as good luck. And I think obviously that paid off. But he got an interesting question in the pitch competition yesterday, and it was really this urge for him to differentiate what aerial imaging does versus what he does. And his answer was spot on. He's just much earlier.
Yeah, it was a beautiful question. So much is being done right now in the equipment and ag tech of using drone imagery or equipment imagery to identify what blight is on a leaf. But to Kyle's point, when it gets to that point, it's actually too late. What Kyle's technology does is it doesn't highlight a defect in the plant or a pressure. It actually is an early warning, like a canary in a coal mine, mm-hmm. and flashes. You had a chance to catch up with Kyle while I was running around.
Yeah. We talked a lot about, I think, the process itself. This was a unique pitch competition in that there's smoke, there's lights, there's music. You know, it's a lot of pomp and circumstance and a lot of pressure to communicate something very technical in a very short amount of time. I think they got 2 minutes.
That's right.
And so he talked a lot about what that experience was like. So let's hear from Kyle.
Oh, man, there's so much nervous excitement leading up to that. We put a ton of work and effort into preparing for that. But it's nothing like walking out to the lights and the smoke and the audience and the judges that are right there on the stage. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I was very, very fortunate and very appreciative to be part of the whole thing.
Kyle, congratulations, man. It is so good to see what you're doing. Thanks for innovating in Indiana. Also, huge thanks to Bex Hybrids. Brad Fruth and the team at Bex Hybrids have been huge supporters of Kyle. I think Kyle's actually maybe squirreled away some space at Bex Hybrids to work out of there.
He definitely has an office there.
I'm not sure if anybody's supposed to know that. So Brad, if that's true, I'm sorry. But just awesome. I mean, that's what makes this place special. This place, Indiana, we talk about it all the time, but and people talk about, oh, it's nice and people are nice, but it's these kinds of things where you see an incredible innovator like Kyle Moeller being able to work with an incredible innovator, an incredible guy like Brad Fruth. Oh, it's just amazing. And Kyle wasn't the only one who received accolades this week. We saw Dr. Jim Donahue, a long time, almost 30-year human fertility doctor, who has created a animal health company focused on fertility in cows. We had a chance to catch up with him here at Rally. Let's take a listen to what Jim had to say from the show floor of Rally 2024.
So, you know, cattle are produced with artificial insemination and in vitro fertilization. And with artificial insemination, the prep for it damages the sperm. And in our pitch, our slide, you'll see some damaged sperm there. But we invented a device that actually separates the sperm without using it. And so it actually, I can show you a 3D printed one here. This is one. And this little guy here actually allows the sperm to go up through so that you get better sperm than they swim up here. And they've not been beat up. And so with better sperm, you make better embryos. In fact, our first sentence of our pitch is better sperm, better embryos, better cows. And so that is what we are doing. We want to keep it like straightforward and simple and clear, which for me, I ramble on a lot, you know, so I'm like not, and it's, it's trying to be super clear.
We've had Dr. Jim Donahue on the podcast in recent years, and you can really see the evolution of his growth, thinking about it not just from a dairy cow perspective or a beef cow perspective. He's thinking about, you know, both male and female livestock and how they can optimize the breeding experience. And so a lot of exciting things coming for Rebro Health Technologies, I'm positive. Just really great to see upstream innovators at Rally.
Absolutely.
Performing really well.
It was extraordinary. When I just look at who joined us at Rally. So more than 3,000 people from across the country, around the world joined us. We had leaders from the Agrinovis Network. We had Corteva. We had Elanco. We had Biomedit. We saw Purdue University. U.S. Senator Todd Young presented on a panel. We saw new friends from FMC. We saw our friends from AgFunder News joined us. We had people from all across this economy, and huge credit to TOF Day, to the team at Elevate Ventures for putting on Rally 2024. They talk about these creative collisions and these collaborations that happen in places and spaces like this. And it takes bold leaders. It takes bold leaders dreaming big. And TOF has been the guy at the front of that line every day to make it happen. Just awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite sessions in the food and ag track was on the food is health, you know, thought process, and having FMC Ventures in there with Corteva, with Lorelei Bergen from Nielsen IQ, who we've had on the podcast before. She's like a walking fact machine. Like, she just has
so
metrics
good
in her brain. I can't even remember how old I'm going to be this year. And Lorelei can just tell you what sales are up on, you know, what in the grocery store. It was an absolutely fantastic conference. Looking forward to 2025.
Huge thanks to everyone who made time, effort, and energy, invested their time to be with us. Also this week, made big news with the producer-led innovation challenge brought to us, supported by the Indiana Corn Marketing Council, the Indiana Soybean Alliance, Courtney Kingery and her farmers across Indiana, uniting with Agrinovis once again to do what is happening here. We have a problem definition. We have a whole bunch of smart farmers in Indiana, some of the best, most entrepreneurial people on the planet, who say, hey, look, here's the challenges that we face on the farm. We partnered with a team, used to be called Aimpoint, now called Directions, to help us synthesize what challenges could be. And then we go to entrepreneurs and say, hey, here's a problem. Here's a whole bunch of really smart people. Jeff Zients on the Agrinovis team then leads an 8-week accelerator to take them from here's the problem, let's explore the problem, to get to a solution. And Kayla, there's just a couple more days left for entrepreneurs to join this effort.
Yeah, and I think a chief detail sort of missing from that is they get financial reward at the
this
end
is
of
true.
This rainbow.
There is $25,000 for the company, the team, the person who can make the best solution to the problem defined by producers, by farmers. I think it's so powerful. We look at in history, so this will be producer-led innovation challenge number 5, which is a little wild. The first four of these challenges, and we saw, I think, nearly everyone from those four challenges here at Rally this week. Every winner, I don't know of another accelerator incubator program that can say what I'm getting ready to say. Every winner of the producer-led innovation challenge in history has either received follow-on funding or has been acquired.
Yeah. I mean, the success rate has been high, so a lot to live up to, an exciting opportunity, and still just a few more days. I think we cut it off September 7th. So innovators, whether you are a student, a startup, a researcher at a university with an idea, a company, you have the opportunity to sign up and compete and learn, which is great.
It is great. All you need to do is go to agrinovisindiana.com, click on the producer-led tab. My hunch is it's even on the homepage.
I think you might be right.
Imagine that.
It's either that or it's Quadrant, which is also coming up.
Just around the corner. And that is another one, as we're in the event season. Let's jump to Quadrant, because Quadrant, September 18th?
Mm-hmm.
September 18th. So close. Just a couple weeks away. This is super special. Our keynote speaker is diving into a topic that has been the headline here at Rally Innovation 2024. You can't open a newspaper, turn on the TV, look at YouTube without talking about artificial intelligence. We've talked a lot. You and I have talked a lot about, is this the year that AI, artificial intelligence, moves from hype to help. And Kristen Owen, the executive director of equity research at Oppenheimer, she's going to join us. And she, now here's the thing. Kristen's amazing.
She's an Ag Bioscience podcast favorite.
She is a veteran of the Ag Bioscience Indeed. Podcast. She is a covering analyst, so she's a stock analyst. So she looks at John Deere. She looks at Case. She looks at AGCO. She looks at John Deere, Corteva, Cummins, Ingredion, Green Plains. If there's an ag company, there's a good chance that Kristen has a perspective. And we, September 18th, get to hear her perspective on stage. And it's not just her stand and deliver. She's going to jump into a discussion with some really interesting innovators.
Yeah, we get Aaron Schott, Biomedit.
One of my faves.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Brad Fruth.
Who we just talked about is one of the most gracious innovators in the state of Indiana, maybe in the Midwest, maybe in the country.
Yeah, from Bex Hybrid. So should be a great time. You can register online at agronovusindiana.com/quadrant.
It is the place to be. And Kayla, before we wrap up, we have to say welcome to all the college students who are coming back to campus. If you have been to West Lafayette, you've been to South Bend, you've been to Bloomington over the last couple of weeks, electric doesn't begin to describe it. But we're doing some stuff on college campuses this year as well.
We are. We just welcomed our next class of Field Atlas ambassadors for fall 2024, which feels so crazy to say because that means we've now been doing that for 5 years as well. But a really great mix of students from a variety of backgrounds, and they're already hitting the ground running. I've seen Field Atlas in student email newsletters and getting generated on, you know, activations throughout their campuses. And so from Marion University to Purdue and Huntington and beyond, there are people on your campus that are willing to talk to you about your opportunities in our sector. And it's just so much fun to have them.
They are incredible young leaders, a lot of great success stories from each of them. Here's the call to action. If you're a mom, you're a dad, you're a brother, you're a sister, you're a grandma, you're a grandpa, whoever you are, wherever you sit, there is a young person who is trying to figure out life. Mm-hmm. And we created Field Atlas, available, myfieldatlas.com, as a place where you can send young people. I was at an event last week talking with some folks and found two young students having a conversation. They're like, I never knew this was part of what you call ag bioscience. Smart young people, grew up in rural Indiana, have connections to this economy. But you know, we created Field Atlas as this place. If you're a marketing major, an engineering major, a data science major, the non-traditional Aggies, well, we need them here, right? This we say it often, and it's true, the only economy in the world that touches every person on the planet. That means we need all kinds of disciplines to make this economy move. MyFieldAtlas.com is a place to go. And if you are a student on an Indiana college campus right now, find your ambassador. Find your Field Atlas ambassador. You can find those, MyFieldAtlas.com. There's an ambassadors tab there. Click on it. You can see where they are. You can see who the person is on your campus. Engage with them, talk with them. They will tell you what they have learned. And most importantly, be that guide, that peer-to-peer guide to help you figure out what this next chapter looks like.
Yeah. And if you don't have an ambassador on your campus, you can always reach out to one from a different campus. And if that doesn't really suit your fancy, Agronovus and Field Atlas are always hitting the road during the college career fair season. Karis from our team is a true road warrior. Indeed. In every sense of the word. And she's thrilled to connect with you at your local career fair as well. You can find that at myfieldatlas.com as well.
Kayla, you have been an amazing partner this month, this year. I think we can share this. I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble. You know, we launched video for the podcast in July. So we had our first full month in July, broke every record. Every record we've had in terms of listenership, viewership. So to all those who are tuning in, thank you. Thanks for making this. And Kayla, to you for your bold, big vision of turning this audio-only format into a video format and to make it accessible and connected to people all around the globe. Huge thanks.
Hey, you're welcome. And I just would like to remind everybody that this version of the podcast will remain an audio medium. Oh,
it's coming. We'll get it to video. Well, again, thank you for a great August. To all those listening, thanks for a great August. As we head into harvest, for those getting ready to head to the field, best wishes to you, to your team, for a safe harvest, a full harvest. And we have a lot to look forward to on the horizon. We talked two calls to action, producer-led, deadline coming up here in just a week, producer-led. You can find it at agrinovusindiana.com. Click on producer-led. That's for students. That's for academics. That's for venture-backed companies. It's for anybody who wants to solve a problem for the farmer. And the second call to action, September 18th, Indianapolis. It's going to be amazing.
It's Quadrant. It's going to be electric. It's a vibe. That's what we say about Quadrant.
It's going to be fun. Kristen Owen's going to be there. She would love to see you. We'd love to see you. And on behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier. You're Kayla Chittister.
Indeed, I am. You are. Thanks for listening. Listen, we've been at a conference for 2 days, guys. We're very tired. Saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you liked today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovusindiana.com.